Spruce Pine Council has acted to bring closure to the eminent domain issue with Mitchell Lumber Company.
The town, in an effort to bring closure to this eminent domain proceeding, pledged to the hospital that it would provide $70,000 of the cost of installation of water and sewer lines to the new hospital facility, conditioned upon the hospital and Mitchell Lumber Company reaching an agreement to purchase the property that the town has filed the eminent domain proceedings on, so that they could buy the property directly and the town could dismiss its eminent domain proceeding. I think it's an excellent decision from the town's point of view because it gets them out of litigation, and it also eliminates the necessity of them owning this almost 11-acre parcel of real estate in perpetuity, really, and having the responsibility of maintaining parking lots and that sort of thing. If the hospital can buy the property, then the road can be constructed on hospital property. They can do what they want with the remainder of the property, and the town's out of the picture, which is good. I think it's good from the town's point of view that if it's not restricted to parking and access, that the hospital may actually be able to put tenants on the remainder of that property, will pay town taxes and use town services.
Lloyd Heiss is the Spruce Pine town attorney. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.